good evening and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Coming up, I'll be speaking with Amy Ford, news correspondent with the Irish Farmers Journal, about a survey that she's done about the tractors around Ireland and what's the most popular. But first, I've been speaking with the IFA's inputs project team leader, John Coughlin, who's called on the trade to immediately pass through the significant drop in wholesale fertiliser prices to farmers.
Absolutely, Chris. I think, look, what we've seen there over the past month especially is that the trade price of fertiliser has dropped significantly, anything from between 30 to 50 euro a tonne at this stage. And obviously, up to now, the trade here in Ireland has been very slow to pass that back to farmers. I'm calling on the trade to make sure that any price drops that have happened to the fertiliser across Europe are passed back to farmers straight away. But what we've really seen is that, especially in the past fortnight, we've seen fertiliser prices starting to drop to farmers, and I would urge farmers that are buying fertiliser at present to make sure they shop around, because there's certainly a huge variation in prices. We've probably seen prices drop anything between 10 and 15 euro a tonne in the past week alone.
I suppose farmers sometimes get a little bit annoyed that when prices go up, they go up pretty quickly, but they don't tend to come down to the same extent.
Well, so that is the problem, Chris. That shows the dysfunctional market that the fertiliser market is, because it just shows the power of the fertiliser companies across Europe. If you look at the way prices have gone for the last 2 years, prices have been jacked up 70 to 100 euro a tonne there at the start of this year when the demand was there here in Ireland. And now we're at the end of the fertiliser trading season across Europe. Prices have dropped, which they normally do, but they're slower to pass them back into to the Irish consumer. We see the way the cartel is operating. We see the huge jack-up in prices there at the start of this year. No justification whatsoever for it, because, look, nitrogen prices are based on the price of natural gas. Natural gas is probably at its lowest in a long number of years, and yet we see our prices fluctuating anything from 60 to 70 euro a tonne.
So the bottom line is, if you're going to order a load, make inquiries and stand your ground.
Absolutely, stand your ground. And look, I mean, I've heard of prices around the country yesterday as low as 210 euro a tonne for cane. And yes, you hear people when they go pricing, they're being asked for 230, 240 a tonne.
What about the immediate weeks and months ahead? Are you expecting prices to fall much further?
Well, I think if there's enough of pressure put on by farmers and if there's enough of pricing done and competition there, I think it certainly has the ability to fall. The trade price is well south of 200 euro a tonne, so there's no reason for farmers to be paying anything more than 210 at the moment.
Now, what about other inputs, John? Any good news on the horizon?
Well, to look at, I suppose that's the problem that we have as a country. I mean, feed prices are probably the next biggest feed costs to farmers. And when you look at the wholesale prices for feed across the world, it's at a very low level. It's another one where farmers need to shop around and know what ingredients are in the feeds that they're getting, because when you look at the price of barley, wheat, soya, maize, they are very low at the moment, which means that we should be on the lower end of the price scale. And what we would be worried about is that there's a lot of profiteering going on within the industry, and we need to make sure that, look, the savings that are there should be getting passed back to farmers. I definitely think any fella should price, make sure he knows what he's getting.
The whole idea of having the inputs team, the leader of it, is really to act as a lobbying force. And when you look back, do you feel you definitely have made some impact already?
Well, I think, look, if you look at the fertiliser prices last year, we made a huge impact on it. And I think I would expect that we will make a lot more ground on it in the next few months. I mean, we have, we've got COPA, the EU farm bodies on board now, and they've submitted a lot of documentation to DG Trade in Brussels looking for this investigation and looking for the anti-dumping duties to be removed. I think it's got very hard for the EU Commission to sit back and allow those anti-dumping duties to continue with the evidence that we have provided for them. I would hope that will move in the next few months. Certainly there's a swell of support with farm organisations across Europe on that campaign. And I think, look, The other one, I suppose, is that we have brought out last year, IFA brought out this Irish homegrown feed, which is basically barley, wheat, beans, and oats, and it's a very good feed at a very competitive price. It is a feed where we can track the price to the merchant, which will track it back to the farmer again, and I think that's important, that we can know what it's costing the merchant and know by that what it costs the farmer. And I think it's important that we be able to track the costings to farmers and try and keep the price of everything else down to match it.
And finally, John, obviously the fertiliser sector is tightly controlled by a number of big players. Is there any likelihood of any new entrants to the market?
Well, look, that's the reason that our campaign is to get the anti-dumping duties removed. That will allow other competitors into the European market. I think that's where the problem is. And look, anti-dumping duties were put in place to protect the market 25 years ago. And they're still in place now, which was never heard of before. I mean, most anti-dumping duties for any other commodity that would have ever been put in place by the EU would have lasted maybe 2 to 5 years. This has gone on for 25 years at this stage. If we get those removed, there will be plenty competition coming to the European market. And I think, look, that's the campaign that we're going to continue. And I suppose the other campaigns that we've had is fuel price surveys there over the last 2 years, where we've tracked the price of fuel across the board. And we all know fuel prices change probably once or twice a week. But at the same time, I mean, we can see the difference between north and south or different regions. And certainly that has kept a lid on fuel prices by doing these surveys where farmers can see clearly what fuel is costing in their area.
And thankfully, the fuel prices now compared with a few years ago are considerably cheaper.
Absolutely. Looking at what it's all about ensuring, again, that the savings that are there in the market are passed back to the end user, that being the farmer. And I think it's the same with any other commodity or input that farmers have. We have to be able to see that there is a profiteering taking place. Unfortunately, that is happening in the fertiliser industry. It's happening in the chemical industry because of the regulations that are there and the protection that the big companies have. And that's what IFA is trying to break that down so that we will get more competition in the market.
IFA Inputs project team leader, John Coughlin. And now on to tractors. And the Irish Farmers Journal has conducted a survey to see what's the most popular tractor in Ireland. I've been speaking with their news correspondent, Amy Ford.
Figures from the Department of Transport have shown that across the country, the Massey Ferguson is the most popular tractor in Ireland. And in Donegal itself, there's just over 1,200 Massey's registered there as of December last year. In total, in Donegal, then there's 3,566 tractors registered in Donegal, with the Massey coming out on top there.
And if you've produced a map showing the different counties all over Ireland, and it's interesting to see that, there's five top brands, and some parts of the country brands are more popular than others, and certainly the west coast and including Donegal and the western half of the county, Massey Ferguson very much the dominant brand.
Yeah, that's correct, Chris. So on farmersjournal.ie, we've a map there, and it's colour-coded. So Massey is red, as you know, it defines itself. John Deere is in green, New Holland is in dark blue, and there's Case or David Brown. And I'll explain further on those in a minute. But basically, like you said, along the western seaboard there, Donegal right down to Kerry, Massey is the most popular tractor brand per county, and in the Midlands as well, and parts of South Ulster. And then if we look at the map again, on the eastern seaboard, we've John Deere, so it's mostly green over there. John Deere is the most popular brand, and in Limerick also. There's only two counties where New Holland is the most popular brand, that's Cork and Tipperary. And then in County Waterford, Case or David Brown is the most popular brand there.
And does one put that down to anything in particular? I mean, if you look at Cork and Tipperary, two big dairying counties, is it a coincidence that that's where New Holland are the most popular?
We can't probably quantify that, but definitely New Holland would be a bit of a workhorse of a tractor anyways. And they would be, as you said, popular dairy counties, and it probably does lend itself to that. But I suppose one of the most reliable out there for, across all farmers is the Massey, and that's why it's shown up as most popular on the map there.
You've also put the least popular ones, and I suppose it's partly due to changing times and some of the older names have really died out.
Yeah, I suppose the bottom five tractor brands in the country, it's no stings on them or anything. Marshall has the least number of registered tractors in the country, coming in at 53. That's followed by Universal at 74, Manitou at 81, Leyland at 83, and Belarus at 84. And I suppose there wouldn't really be that popular of names anymore. And I suppose it could lend itself to those types of tractors are kind of smaller, being replaced by bigger, more powerful machines.
And not surprisingly, Cork has the highest number of tractors and Leitrim has the least. Any real surprises from your point of view when you went to look at these figures?
I don't think so. I suppose I thought there'd be more of a bit of a break personally in the mix along the Western Seaboard there. I wasn't really expecting Massey to come out on top for so many counties, and it's great that it has and that. But I suppose if you look at it, there's plenty of scope there for machinery dealers to maybe establish maybe new routes across the country. It might help them open up new dealerships or something like that if they want to start targeting somewhere.
And the sales of tractors is often a sort of barometer of how the health of the farming sector, when there's a little bit more money there, sales tend to go up.
Yeah, that's true. The most recent tractor registration figures that have been issued by the FTMTA show that there's been a slight recovery in April after a bit of a disappointing first quarter of the year. 203 new units were registered in the country in April, which is up on the 196 registered in that month last year. And to date this year, well, it's the figures for the first 4 months of the year, 903 new tractors have been registered, and this is actually down on 2016 by 13%. But it looks like it's starting to pick back up again.
And of course, just like our cars, there's plenty of extras these days. And I suppose the interior cab of a big modern tractor is light years away from some of the older ones.
Yeah, definitely. Even if you pop down to the ploughing or any of the big shows there during the year, the newer cabs have, some of them have fridges in them, and they're Bluetooth connected. And that kind of thing, just more kind of gadgets and stuff for farmers, that makes it easier for them in the cab.
And one final question: I think there's talk of an NCT for tractors.
Yeah, I suppose the NCT for tractors could lend itself to being an issue with the amount of farm accidents that occur with machinery and tractors on farms. It's the number one cause of farm fatalities in Ireland. And then roadworthiness of tractors kind of needs to be questioned, I suppose. So the new NCT NCT for tractors that's coming in, the legislation is being finalised at the moment by the RSA, and then they'll be sending in to the Department of Transport.
And that was Amy Ford, news correspondent with the Irish Farmers Journal. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices, steer base, €4.10 a kilo. Heifers making €4.20 to €4.25 a kilo. Bulls ranging from €3.95 to €4.20 a kilo. And cows, €3.45 to €3.80 a kilo. On to the lamb price update. Spring lambs, €6.20 a kilo. Hoggets making €5.20 a kilo with strong demand. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views. Many thanks, as always, for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.